And why is there such a high incidence of gender-based violence?
Well, I think in Zambia, and I think in Southern Africa, where we do our work from and from the research that we have conducted in this region and in the country, we would say that one of the major causes of gender-based violence is the patriarchal way of life of the traditional systems, but also the gender inequality where women are regarded as subordinate to men, and therefore a woman can be punished or can be disciplined, just as a child would be disciplined by a beating if she doesn't do what the husband wants her to do, or any of the male folk in the family. So it really does stem from the cultural belief that women are subordinate to men. But also other factors, I think, have come in, which have exacerbated the problem. For example, poverty and unemployment, for example. I think a lot of we've gone through privatization process where companies were closed down, government companies, and a lot of cutting down of staff happened. And I think it has led to a lot of frustration amongst the male folk who were used to being providers of the family but unable to provide anymore. And hence, you know, the frustration in some cases is leading to bringing out their frustration through violence. But it's really quite a number of reasons that are compounding the problem.